expected because you created so many chances?
No, I think we were just saying that. I thought we were, especially second half, looked as though we were the only team that was going to win the game. But too many times this year against Morton especially, we've been caught with a sucker punch. And it's a real, obviously the two goals are poor from our point of view. We know how dangerous Morton are at set pieces. We know how dangerous they are. That obviously they get the ball forward and they've got a lot of pace. So getting caught with one ball in behind as well. So, yep, disappointed with the goals we lost. Couldn't fault the players for the effort. It was a great effort they put in. As I said, created chances in really good areas. So we've got to finish them off. But obviously we can't afford to be scoring three goals every game to win a game of football.
Nicky Clark in particular had numerous chances.
Yeah, well, you look at his one first half, he's 3 yards onside, we've seen it in the video.
Really?
So it's a great finish, so it changes the game. Well onside, I don't know what the official's seen there. So it's a really poor decision from his point of view, because it's clearly a goal.
Was it offside? Is that what they gave it for,
do you think? It was offside. It was 3 yards onside, it wasn't even close. So it gave offside, and that's the decisions that change games as well. You get that, you go on, and I thought even at 1-0 we were quite comfortable. And then obviously we let them back in the game with the free kick.
You felt that they'd nicked it, I suppose. So
aye, well, you could probably say the last of the Scottish Cup game as well. It's probably maybe a wee bit naive sometimes, maybe. We're just getting caught with basic errors, individual mistakes in we know it's not as if it was any. I thought we were the better team, as Jim probably alluded to as well. So it's a wee bit frustrating again, but we've got to pick ourselves up because there's still a lot of big games coming up.
Tom Beadling scored on his debut?
No, it's going to be a bit of a learning curve for him as well. He scored, done some good things, some stuff he's got to learn from as well. It's always good when you come in and hit the ground running and you score in your debut, so that's good.
With the choice you've got on the bench, you didn't feel inclined to try any of them today?
No, James Vincent, he's just come back. He had a game Tuesday and then he trained Thursday, his hammy was still a wee bit tight, so he was feeling okay, but we tried to get him a wee bit sharper so that he's ready to play in the first team. So he's not far away, he's getting there day by day, and young Dan as well, he's just in the door as well, so I'm sure he'll play a big part as well.
Thank you.